Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a good day. We are going to be talking a lot today, all day, or I should say all this hour anyway, about the basic kind of psychic intuitive skills, clairvoyance, clairsentience, claircognizance, clairaudience, telepathy. We're going to start by talking a little bit about your innate intuition, and then kind of depending on how your intuition naturally surfaces, one or two of these psychic intuitive skills is going to be more natural and easier for you to develop. And we'll talk about that. Hopefully today I will also get to giving a few little exercises that we can do for each kind of psychic skill to further develop it. I am going to be taking callers today too, so I would love to hear from you. If you've got a question, concern, you just want to talk about your intuition and maybe get a sense about, what you might need to further develop your intuition, what you'd like to do with it. I'd love to talk to you about that. My number here is 800-930-2819. You can call with a question, like I said, it'd be great to talk to someone who is developing their intuition and find out a little bit more about what it's like for them. Really, I learned so much from, I've taught so many people how to develop intuition, and I've learned so much from them about how, how we're really kind of intuitive individuals, that we kind of sometimes think that intuition is one size fits all, that it's a certain kind of skill, and some people have it and some people don't, and it should be a specific way. We should have visions, or we should know what others are thinking, or we should know what the future is. And, intuitive energy is so intertwined with who we are. It's so much integrated within all of our other senses that sometimes it's hard to even be aware of how we're intuiting, even though we really are intuiting. And that's one reason that I wrote the book, Discover Your Psychic Type. It was actually through helping others to develop their intuition and realizing in the classes I taught just how individual people were with their perceptions. In some of the classes I tell people that it's like looking out a window. I can have everybody in the class look out a window and describe what they see, and most likely I'll get a lot of different interpretations. Some people will, focus on the sky or the houses or the buildings or a bird they may see, or the color of leaves, or just different things that we perceive all looking at the same thing. And that's how it kind of is with intuition, is that we all kind of perceive something just a little differently. We're that individual with this. And so it's kind of a nice way to kind of get to know who you are and to tune in a little better into how your intuition is already working for you. And once you know that, you can tap into that more. And, it can be very helpful in many, many things in life. you know, because I really truly believe that intuition is connected to your spirit. It's a stronger, more eternal part of us than our five senses, because our five senses are directed toward the physical world. You know, what we see in the world, what we taste or touch or smell. The intuitive sense is actually more of an eternal sense. It's the sense that our spirit connects to a much stronger source of energy. And so it gives us access to that energy. It gives us access to love, to wisdom, to parts of ourselves and parts of other people that they might not even be aware of, that we can help others, we can help ourselves to know who we truly are beyond our personality self and beyond, you know, what others have kind of seen in us. We can kind of see ourselves and know ourselves in our more eternal sense, which is our spirit, you know, and as we pass over, go into the spirit realm, it's that part of us that lives on. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I do so much medium work that people on the other side I've connected with who have done intuitive work in the physical life definitely are able to communicate better with their loved ones here, and certainly they're easier to talk to because it's kind of the universal language, you know. It's the language of the unseen and the seen world. So, all right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about how your intuition surfaces and developing the skills. I've got a caller here. Maybe we'll go ahead and we'll start with the caller, even though I may have to continue with this after the break. But who do we have here waiting to?
We have Daryl on the line from North Carolina.
All righty. Daryl, are you there?
I am, yeah.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, and I like your topic because I actually have been asking what I'm going to ask you. I've been asking for guidance, and I'm getting,
I'm glad,
you know, some answers, and so you're actually can confirm what you're saying is, because I've got a feeling of what I should do, so you can actually substantiate that. I feel that as I get older, I am becoming more intuitive.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Know? I know
and
you
so,
are.
Yeah. And, yeah. And I've heard, I've heard the way that you're describing that. I listened to a set of tapes called the God Tapes by Dale Donald Walsh, and it was explained that intuition is sort of like muscle. It's something that we all
absolutely
have. Some of us decide to develop it. Some of us don't. But it's sort of a sixth sense. You're right. We all have that ability. And so, it's a really interesting topic that you're talking about.
I always tell people too, like a muscle, when you develop it, people are always surprised at when you start to really focus on your intuition, you can actually kind of, you know, it actually can be very tiring at first because it's a part of us that, like a muscle, you know, if it's not as active as, you know, we would like it to be, and then we start putting energy into it, you know, we kind of reorient ourselves in a kind of a bigger energetic way when we do that. Now, Daryl, we are going to go to break in just a few minutes, but I want to start with your question and then stay on the line and we'll finish it when we come back. So what's on your mind today?
Okay, well, you know, I've started a new business. I'm in the insurance business and everything, and things aren't going as well as I thought they would. You know, I'm not making a lot of money, and I've got an opportunity to work for a company. The company is called Combined Insurance. They're out of Chicago. They're actually going to bring me in for 2 weeks and train me, and I think that's really what I need is some training. And so I just want to know, I sort of feel that that's something that I definitely should do, but I wanted to
What did you say it was? Combined Insurance?
It's called Combined. So it's Combined Insurance Company. They've been around for a long time, sincerely, and they do extensive training. And my feeling is that I need to be, because this is such a new industry for me. You know, I've only been for a year, and I think the training might be good. I wanted to check on that. And also, Ed, I just wanted to follow up with, you know, how long I would be there, because what I sort of feel is just something that I should be doing maybe for a short period of time, because I definitely want to continue to do it on my own. But I think with some training might be beneficial.
Right. All right. You know what? Like I said, we are going to have to take a break. I'm going to have to answer this when we come back from break. I do. Let me just tap in. I've got like a minute. Let me just tap in for a moment and see what we get here. You said it's in Chicago?
It is. Yeah, they're going to fly me into Chicago for 11 days and do extensive training.
Well, I mean, they definitely, I feel, you know what, let me answer it when we get back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to start because once I start, I just don't stop. I talk and talk and talk.
Sure, okay.
Okay, so you're listening to Intuit University. This is Sherry Dillard. We're talking about developing your psychic skills today. I'd love to hear from you. The number here is 800-930-2819. Please also check out my website at www.sherrydillard.com. Sign up for my newsletter. And I will be getting one out soon. I haven't done that because I've been so busy writing, but there's one coming soon. And we'll be right back to answer Daryl's question.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861.
Hello, I'm back. This is Sherry Dillard, and we're back. Hopefully, Daryl, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Okay, great. You know, I was kind of focusing a little bit on this at break, too. So your question is about joining this company, training in Chicago, and how that's going to go.
It's a full-time job. Of course, it'll make me a captive agent, which means I can't do, you know, because Gary and I
run
a business. But I think I've been getting the feeling, I've been asking for guidance with this over the last couple of weeks, and I get the feeling that it's definitely something that I should do because of the training. And I haven't had a lot of training.
I really agree with you. And I'll tell you one reason why, too, is because, you know, I really keep feeling with you that honestly, really for your health, I'm feeling like you need more support right now. In terms of, there's a lot to do when you kind of begin your own business. Even changing, like, you know, not only have you changed your business, but you've gone completely on your own too, and that's like two right. really strong stressors. And when I tap into you, I have to tell you, Daryl, I really feel like this is something that it's important for you to follow through with, because I'm just a little concerned about the wear and tear on you physically, just with all of the stress, everything you've been putting out there to make this work. And, you know, I would definitely, if I were you, go ahead with this. I feel like it is going to be the kind of support you need right now. It is going to kind of give you, it's going to kind of like, you know, just put around you a framework where you can kind of really get to know the business a little bit more and develop it. You know, my feeling is you're going to be doing this a little bit longer than you think you are.
I would go into it. With this particular company?
Yeah, I would go into it not thinking, okay, I'm going to be short-term and get out, because I feel like that's going to, if you do that, you're going to kind of like really scatter your energy, you know, and it's going to kind of create even more stress, because you're going to kind of be thinking, you know, I'm here, but I'm not here. And right now I would go into it really kind of focused with the company. I do feel like they will give you the support that you need. I do feel like you can do well with this too. And kind of just, you know, just be in that energy now, because, like I said, you know, you don't want to like, wipe yourself out completely and not be able to pursue, you know, work in that way. Was there a second part to the question?
Well, that was really the second part, of course. So you say it'll do well. It'll definitely help me out financially, because I'm really sort of.
No, I realize that, Daryl. And I know, and I just want to kind of like take some of that stress off of you. And, you know, the thing is, Daryl, you are a very, very good salesperson. You know, you've been doing it a long time. You're very good at this. And you just kind of need a little bit of a different framework to kind of really get centered and focused and go forward. Once you have that, your income, you're going to do very well financially with it.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
and that was my feeling. The feeling is getting stronger and stronger. I ask for guidance, and it's amazing how it just comes every day. It's a stronger feeling that this is something I definitely should pursue. You know,
that's why I'm glad
your topic, intuition, is something that I'm actually slowly developing, and I'm noticing that more and more. And I try to go with, when I have a feeling about something, if it's getting stronger, I'm thinking, I think this is definitely what I should do. And of course, I've been asking for guidance as well.
I would definitely agree with you. It is getting stronger, because you know your grandmother's really helping you out with all this too.
Exactly. I know you tell me that a lot. Yeah. And I'm always asking for her guidance when I go out and take walks.
Well,
I ask her to help me.
She's on the job.
Okay.
All right, Daryl.
Really,
you take care. It was good talking to you.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Before I take the next caller, I do have somebody, but I'm going to just let me say a couple things and we'll take the next caller. You know what? Let me go ahead and take the next caller. Sorry for the confusion. All right. So who's next? Who do we have here?
We have Karen from Canada on the line.
All righty. Karen, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in. What is on your mind? What can we do?
Okay. Since about last year when I started becoming more spiritual and more aware, I started feeling kind of a tingling on my shoulder. And at first I thought it was a spider or something, and then it kind of kept happening. And then it kind of sometimes it turns into like I can feel it sort of a hand sitting on my shoulder.
Oh, very nice.
And I wondered, was it angels or was it just some muscle twitch, or is it?
I'm gonna tell you who it is, but before I do, I'm so glad you called, Karen. Thank you so much, because you are experiencing what's called clairsentience, and it's something physical intuitives experience. And I was just going to talk about it, so I'm so glad you actually said exactly kind of what I was going to go into, because physical intuitives and clairsentience is the ability to intuit. You intuit through physical sensations. So, yes, you are experiencing intuitive energy information through that sense of tingling and touch. And by the way, somebody like yourself who is more naturally attuned to clairsentience in that kind of way, that you can feel that sensation, is also, you know, someone, if, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but you might want to think about trying psychometry, which is the ability to hold an object of another, like somebody's watch or their earrings, their ring, or even look at someone's picture, but hold it in your hands, and you'll be able to intuit energy information from that. All right, but let me tell you who I get. I get actually a couple different energies around you. I do feel your angels are close. Let me get the message that, well, you know, they're so happy. They're so happy that you have been, they love you. You have really been earnestly opening your heart and, you know, to kind of grow, to expand your heart energy, to help others, to use your intuition for kind of really positive purposes, and they want you to know they're with you. You know, they're putting their hand, they're surrounding you. There's like this little swarm of angels surrounding you and helping you. And you know what? You're actually going to do quite well with this. I would definitely keep pursuing it. You've got a wonderful heart. I do feel this is part of your purpose in this life, is to help others in this way through your intuitive ability. And I would suggest, too, that you maybe kind of start working. I don't know if you're doing it yet, but work with your angels a little bit, you know, through kind of just welcoming them when you start, like when you want to practice intuitive or, you know, be intuitive for someone else or whatever. But invite them to help you. And part of the way you're going to know they're present is you are going to, like, feel that kind of tingle. You'll start to feel some energy like that. So that's kind of like the way they're going to send you the message that says we're here. The other thing I want to say to you is I actually keep getting a man on the other side, a family member coming in for you also. He had kind of like, he did have hair. He had kind of salt and pepper or gray hair. I mean, you know, like a lot of times he's clear to show me that he did have, you know, good head of hair on him. I would say medium height, maybe a little taller, kind of square-shouldered. I'm feeling maybe more grandfatherly with him. Could be even great-grandfatherly, but just let me get the message from him to you.
Okay.
Well, he is, he's with you actually quite a bit. He's thanking you for being kind of a source of positive energy for your family. And he's saying that, you know, it's important that you focus on your path too. And sometimes you do take on a lot in, you know, from others, and it weighs on you maybe more than you realize. And he's kind of like, you know, like that's a nice way to be, but he's also really trying to, it's almost like he's clearing out your path too and saying, you know, make sure you're aware of what you do take on and send people love, but like really focus on you right now too.
Okay.
Okay, my dear. Well, thank you so much.
Do you happen to know like what his name might start with or anything like that?
Let me see if he'll give me any kind of clue. He's not coming into auditory. I'm not getting much. He's more clairvoyant, which is kind of seeing the images. My feeling is it could be with a B, strong B I keep hearing, or a strong B in the name.
Okay.
Just think about it. At some point, I feel like it'll come to you.
Hey.
All right, my dear, I'm going to have to go to break in a minute, but thanks again for calling.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much, too.
Thanks. Bye. All right. We do have a couple minutes. Going to have to take a break in just a moment. When I get back, again, I will still be taking calls at 800-930-2819. And that was a great example of a physical intuitive Karen, because she described it very well, that kind of sensation, that feeling of tingle and feeling a hand on her shoulder. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about emotional intuitives and how they also actually are clairsentient, but in a different kind of way. You know, their clairsentience comes through a little bit more as emotional energy. Because clairsentience is the ability to feel, but it can be physical sensation feeling or emotional feeling. And the emotional intuitives obviously would feel it more on the emotional level. And they're also very empathetic and empaths. And that's the ability to intuit emotional energy, know what others are feeling. So we'll be back. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I do want to let you all know that a lot of this information can be found in my book, Discover Your Psychic Type, and Love and Intuition also. And you can check both those out. You can check them out on my website, www.sherrydiller.com, or on Amazon. And we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University and talking today about intuition and developing the psychic skills. We talked a little bit right before the break about about emotional intuition and clairsentience, which is the ability to intuit through feeling And this can come either through sensations on the skin or feeling a hand on your shoulder or feeling your hair stand up on end. Or it can come through emotional energy, feeling feelings. And that's how the emotional intuitives experience clairsentience. One example would be that you're going about your day feeling, you know, life is kind of normal, on track, feeling positive. And then you start to get a wave of sadness. And you don't know why. Why am I feeling sad? There must be something wrong with me. And it just won't go away. And you're not quite sure what that's all about. And then later that day, you go home from work and you get a phone call from a family member or friend, and they describe to you a loss they had that day. Maybe their pet passed over, or they lost their job, or something happened, and they express to you their sadness. An emotional intuitive will have that kind of experience where they will feel those feelings of others without knowing why and how they're feeling them. And like I said, they're empaths. Empaths, a lot of times can feel so many feelings. Feeling feelings even from people they don't know, or crisis in other parts of the country, or loss. And it can be a kind of a difficult way to be intuitive if you're not aware that you are emotional intuitive. One of the things to do if you are getting a lot of feelings like that and you're feeling off center a lot and you're not knowing where the feelings are coming from, is it's an indication that you need to put a little bit of protection around yourself. And all that would mean would be, awareness is everything. It's just being aware that you're intuiting energy through emotions and imagining kind of like a white light bubble that surrounds you, and that it only lets in the positive feelings. It doesn't allow you to be a sponge for some of the negative and harder, more difficult feelings that may be coming at you. White light is simply a very clearing, it's the light of divine energy of spirit, and it's protecting and healing, and it's also transformative. And so it can help you to transform the emotional energy that does come in into more positive energy. And all you need to do is just that. Just imagine, visualize, use your imagination and see white light and have the intent to only intuit energy information through your emotions that's uplifting and positive. All right, we're going to talk about mental intuition, claircognizance, and clairaudience. But before we do that, it looks like we've got a caller on the line. So who do we have waiting?
We have Noelle from Brooklyn on the line.
All right, Noelle from Brooklyn. How are you?
Hi, Sherry. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. I appreciate your calling. What's on your mind today?
So I'm just wondering if you would be able to tell me if you see marriage in my future, and if so, do you see my husband? Do you see him currently in my life?
You mean, is it someone you know?
Yes. Okay. Do I know him at this point, like right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just see what we get. So, Noelle, let's see about future husband. Let's see. All right. I feel that... you are dating someone, aren't you, Noelle? Seeing someone.
I have a few friends.
I hate to tell you this, but I don't feel it's him. I feel like there's somebody kind of currently you're thinking about or dating or something, and I'm feeling that that's not the one I keep hearing. I keep hearing that... there's somebody going to be coming in for you, but I don't get it until 2014, into the new year. And I feel like it's going to be not that far away. I want to say maybe 6 months or so, maybe 9 months. I feel that, you know what the thing is, Noelle? You're going to know it. You know that? There's not going to be any question in your mind about this. I get somebody coming in who has this incredibly nice, strong energy. You just feel it, you know, you kind of just feel that sensation of upliftment connection with him. You know, this is somebody who you have known in other lives too. It's going to be a very familiar energy to you. It's going to feel just like, you know, that feeling that people often will say, like, it feels like I've known you all my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be, I want to say 5'10 around. I get dark hair, kind of a little bit of curl or wave in it. I don't know. Skin color is, I want to say, he's, could be Italian, white, that kind of skin color I'm feeling. Let's see anything else we can about him. Well, the other message I'm getting actually is for you, and that is, you know, stay focused with this, because you're very intuitive. You're very actually emotionally intuitive. You know, your emotions are really going to trust that, because I feel like right now you're kind of wanting it to feel more than what it is, you know. Waste your energy if you're not feeling it, because you're going to confuse yourself, you know. You're going to start second-guessing yourself, and you don't want to do that, because you want the one coming in, you want to be so clear that you're saying, you know what, I know it, I feel it, I can trust that, you know. You know, get back into that energy. It's going to happen for you. Things are... It's funny. It's almost like 2014. The kind of all of these obstacles and the masks, you know, everything comes off, and it's like clear sailing I get then. Let me see if there's anything else you need to do, though, to get ready for this. Let's see. Well, I feel like you're doing a lot of good work already. I take it you've talked to friends and family, and people know that you're kind of like wanting to date and find somebody. Yeah, that's good, because I feel like it's going to come through something like that, like through family or friends or people you know that are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we could let Noelle know about this. You know? So that's all good. It's like you've got a good, you know what you're doing. You know that? You really do know what you're doing. A lot of people kind of are feeling in the dark with this. I don't feel that way with you. I feel like you actually are doing well. You're pretty powerful. You know that?
Thank you.
You know, if you go to my website on the home page, on the front page, I've got a meditation, a YouTube meditation about calling in your soulmate. Do that a few times. It's free. Just click on it. It's just a meditation that will help you. It'll just be inviting your soulmate into your life. It'll just be one other thing that will kind of get that vibration going for you.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much,
okay.
Daddy.
You take
Thank
care.
You. All right.
Bye. All righty. So we were talking about, that was a, you know, it's funny how people call right when I need them, because Noelle is actually a good example of an emotional intuitive. She really does know. I mean, she can trust her feelings. But, you know, sometimes we want something so much that we try to, you know, kind of talk ourselves in and out of it. But anyway, all right, so mental intuitive. A mental intuitive is somebody who intuits mostly through thoughts, telepathy. They tend to be people who have these great ideas too, and come up with solutions and inventions and all that kind of thing. Their psychic skills, innate skills, tend to be claircognizance and clairaudience, and also telepathy. Claircognizance is just knowing. It's clear knowing. Clair simply means clear. So clairsentience is clear feeling. Claircognizance is clear knowing. And it's almost claircognizance. It's almost like information just gets kind of dropped in your lap. And you just know. You don't know how you know, but you know. Here's an example. Let's say that you're getting ready for work. and you just know that you have to take a different route to work. You just know it. You know you either have to drive a different way, take a different bus, train, whatever you do. And a lot of times we talk ourselves out of that. And we think, oh, don't be silly. Don't worry about that. But when you trust that, or even if you don't trust it, it proves to be true. It's just, you just know that you know. Clairaudience is clear hearing. And a lot of times mental intuitives will have conversations going on in their head, or they'll have an issue or a problem and they'll be driving their car, mowing the lawn, doing something like that. And they will kind of just hear solutions. It might be in their own voice. All right, I got to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to continue with clairaudience, give you a little exercises, hopefully, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hello, everybody. You're back. We're back with Intuit University. We're talking about intuition and the different ways your intuition naturally surfaces and the different psychic skills and gifts that go with each types. One of the questions that I'm asked quite a bit after people read the book, Discover Your Psychic Type, is there's a quiz in that book that helps you determine what type you are. And people are often interested, maybe that's the right word, or questioning that they will tend to have one very strong type or not. Some people will test kind of equal in two or three types. Sometimes, you know, there's a big difference between one type and another, or three types. We have all different combinations of types. And that's just what I wanted to bring up, was that when I talk about these different types, emotional intuitive, mental intuitive, physical intuitive, and spiritual intuitive, most likely you've got one or two types that are strongest, and then have had experience, though, in all of them. And the types are not meant to kind of categorize you and say that's all you are or focus there. It's just a way into your intuition. It's just a way to open the door to understand how your intuition is already operating, and then to help you to develop it further and to become maybe a little proficient in the specific psychic skill that you're good with or just naturally, innately have. Like I said, this, a lot of this information is in Discover Your Psychic Type. Also, it's in Love and Intuition, which was my book after Discover Your Psychic Type. That book also has a lot of information about working with your intuition in relationships. The book is pretty much about that, relationships and intuition, but a lot of exercises in that book. And then I've also got a book coming out in December, very beginning of December. Most likely, though, it'll be out end of November. And that's a book about mediumship. It's called You Are a Medium. And it's the same premise as these other books, which is you already are intuiting in some form, interacting, connecting with your loved ones, guides, angels, teachers, people on the other side. And it just helps you to tune in. There's also a quiz in that book, too. It'll help you to tune into how you're already naturally connecting and help you to further develop that. So before break, we were talking about mental. Oh, and by the way, those books are published by Llewellyn, which is 112 years old. It's a very old publishing company. And you can find it on Llewellyn.com, or you can find it on Amazon, or you can go to my website and click through there. All right. We talked a little bit about claircognizance, and that's information that comes to you. A little bit about clairaudience. Now, clairaudience can be, it's called clear hearing. It's when we hear messages and we get energy information through hearing. Sometimes this hearing is internal, and it'll sound like our own voice. It'll sound like we're talking to ourselves, and that's why a lot of people don't believe it. It's because it just seems like we're chatting away with ourselves, and it might even seem a little silly. But listen when that happens, because a lot of times you're just picking up energy information, and it's coming through clairaudience. Another way that we intuit with clairaudience is through like outer hearing, believe it or not. You know, have you ever... Sometimes people will tell me, I've had this experience too, where you'll be alone and you'll hear your name called. That's kind of a form of outer hearing. Another interesting kind of clairaudience is when messages come to us through music. That's a great way to have messages come. I've had people tell me that they've been in the grocery store and like their mother's favorite song, which was probably, you know, in the 60s or 70s, came on in the grocery store, and the, you know, their mother is passed over. She's on the other side, and they just know that that's some message to them from their, from, you know, the mother. So pay attention sometimes to things like that. But most of the time, clairaudience will come as an internal kind of hearing. And, you know, one of the things you can do with clairaudience is simply sometimes ask for help, ask for direction, ask for information, and then trust what comes through. Listen, just kind of listen. One thing to do, though, I really recommend if you're going to do that technique, is to try to get into a more meditative mood, clear your mind, breathe. kind of become aware of the energy of your own thoughts, which tends to be a little bit more kind of random. You know, our thoughts kind of come and go. When we're getting something through clairaudience or through claircognizance, mental intuition, it will actually be very persistent, and it tends to be kind of at this real persistent, even tone. It just keeps coming in, saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over. I think Daryl, who called us the first caller, probably experienced that same thing of just hearing, you know, the same answer over and over and over. That's always going to be your intuition. The ego voice will always confuse us because it gives us all kinds of scenarios. Well, you know, this could happen, and then that could happen, and then, I don't know, maybe it's not a good idea. I don't know. Do you think about that? That's your ego speaking to you. The intuitive voice is simply going to be, oh, yes, 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 yes. You know, if you're asking, should I work like Daryl did? Should I go there and work? It's just going to be persistent, 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 persistent. And it may or may not give you a lot of information. Sometimes that intuitive voice will kind of minimize things because we can just get way ahead of ourselves and confused if we get too much information. So part of, you know, what to do if you are hearing anything like that, claircognizance, if you know, is to trust that and act on it, because the more we trust our intuition as it comes in, the stronger it's going to be and the more we're going to recognize it when it does come in. We're not going to get through everything today, which is fine. I'm glad people called. We can just take up with this next time, which will be not next Thursday, but the Thursday after. I will be back on the fourth Thursday of October. And what we can do is we will get back into this. We'll talk more about physical intuition, we talked a little bit about clairsentience, psychometry. I'll talk a little bit more about physical intuition. We'll talk about spiritual intuition that we didn't really touch on today. And the natural psychic skill of spiritual intuition is clairvoyance, which is a really important, important psychic skill to have. It's in some ways kind of forms the basis for a lot of other kinds of intuition, you know, and then we'll talk about also how these can all work together in unison. So, and we'll do the exercises too, so you can listen in and have those. So fourth Thursday in October, we will finish up this conversation. I'll also be taking callers in that show, and it's always great to hear from people. I love it when you do call in. And again, my website, www.sherriedillard.com, sherriedillard.com. Please take a look. I do have some YouTube video meditations on there. Feel free to give those a look. And also, if you would, sign up for my newsletter. I'll be putting one out pretty soon. I've been so busy with writing because I've got that book I've got coming out, and You Are a Medium, and I've got another in the works. So it's been great talking to everybody today, and have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherri Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherri will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherri and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherriedillard.com. That's www.sherriedillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.